A diseased deer that escaped or was intentionally released from one of the 960 captive game farms in the state is one of the most likely sources of the disease. That's according to Tom Solon, who heads the Department of Natural Resources Law Enforcement Division. Solon says there are numerous rumors about the release of a potentially infected mule deer from Colorado, where chronic wasting disease is endemic.
You know, every time we get those rumors, we go out and interview those people and try to follow it to the source. But to this point, you know, those are still rumors.
He says the likely motive for releasing a deer is to improve the genetics of the wild deer herd by increasing the number of trophy bucks with large sets of antlers. But he says such releases are illegal without a permit.
Most of the stocking permits we have are for the release of, like, pheasants for hunting purposes. If somebody would have applied for a permit to release a captive white-tailed deer for genetic purposes, we would have denied that application.
Anyone who released a deer without a permit would face prosecution. An infected animal that escaped from a deer farm is also a possible source of the disease, and Solon says the department will soon ask for a new rule requiring mandatory reporting of any escapes as soon as they occur. Another possible source is supplemental feeding blocks that include animal protein. The blocks are used to increase antler size on trophy bucks. The third possible source is the carcass of an infected animal killed by Wisconsin hunters in a western state and then gutted and disposed of in the woods. Solon says it's clear that's happened, but the carcasses are long since decayed, and there's no known way to test the soil to see if the disease is present. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.